Hi, this is Mike.
And this is Stephanie.
And we're here at the first ever episode of Pork Therapy.
Pork Therapy, that's right. Where healthy communication is the key in all relationships. And I totally fucked that up, didn't I?
Yes, but it's our first podcast, so yeah, I think we should. Do you want to re-record or just
No,
start?
Let's keep going. Right. Just cut me a little slack, everybody. So we're here and we're starting a new podcast. It's called Pork Therapy. And we're going to talk about how communication can improve every relationship and give general advice to our friends in the Free State Project and beyond.
And whomever wants to listen. And actually, the original idea, which occurred to us all of 5 minutes ago, was to have a kind of a question and answer thing. So if you guys ever have a question and you just want someone to talk about it.
We have created an email address specifically for that purpose, haven't we?
Yes. What is it?
It's porktherapy@gmail.com. All one word. porktherapy@gmail.com. Pork therapy, is that right? No. Pork therapy.
Pork the rapey? but we don't have any questions today, or for this first episode, so we're going to talk about cheating today.
Yeah, we're just going to wing it. We haven't talked about this before. We're just going to sort of go on the fly. And yeah, you know, we should probably add our disclaimer to...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what's our disclaimer, Mike?
Don't listen to us. No, it's not quite that bad. But we're just talking. We're just two people talking, so enjoy it, but don't. You know, don't base your life off of this.
Yep. Take us with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
So, all right. We don't have any emails yet because we just made our email address. But we're going to talk about cheating.
Yep.
And how did this topic come up, Mike? What were we talking about before?
I don't know, but I think we're going to relate it to communication and how.
Because that's a theme.
Yeah. You know, what is cheating?
What is cheating?
In a monogamous relationship, I think it's, in this society, cheating means, or has become synonymous with sleeping with someone else outside of your monogamous relationship, your marriage.
Although some people consider things that are maybe lesser than that cheating.
Oh, good point.
There are some people who are very jealous and they consider, you know, even just looking at another woman cheating.
Right. Or online porn or in a magazine.
Oh, yeah, porn,
or
masturbation.
Talking to, you know, an opposite gender friend too long on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
But I think those are just the common definitions of what cheating is. And frankly, in my opinion, cheating is going against your word. You know, breaking a contract, breaking an agreement.
Breaking an agreement. Yeah, I like that. I think there is also, if we're going to define cheating, I think there's also an element of the person who's being cheated on feeling violated or feeling slighted or feeling like they're made less important or something like that.
Well, that's very important, and you don't want that in a relationship. But what if the person, I mean, that's not sufficient because someone could feel slighted and not have been cheated on.
That's true, yeah.
So it's definitely a part, but not a necessary or sufficient part, I should say.
Yes. I agree with that.
Okay, so what else can cheating entail? Well, it's not just monogamous relationships. Poly relationships.
Any relationship.
It doesn't even have to be a romantic relationship. Any relationship where there's a commitment and then you go outside of that commitment.
Oh, yeah. I've heard people who have employees, like people who are bosses, say that their employee was cheating on them because they were looking for another job while they were at work on their time when they were being paid by that employer.
I've actually heard the opposite where,
oh, really?
In addition to those stories, I've heard where employers were said to have been cheating because they were trying to hire employees away from others.
Oh,
and
it's kind of ridiculous.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't really, but I can see the same feelings there as you would have in a romantic relationship.
Yeah. You know, feel like
there's an agreement that's been violated. And someone does something that they're not supposed to do.
Yep, and the other person feels slighted.
Exactly.
Now,
but in a lot of relationships, though, people don't actually define the terms of their agreement.
Yeah, they take
a
lot of things
the other
for
person
granted.
Too,
yeah.
Right? That they, you know, they think that the default setting is monogamy, and you know, everybody has their own idea of what they consider cheating.
Mm-hmm.
And some people talk about it and talk about what constitutes cheating, but some people don't. Would
and
you
if
agree with that?
I would agree that that is common and a problem because if you don't talk about it until it happens, then when it happens to you and you've either cheated or feel cheated upon, your partner may not feel the same because they have different definitions.
That's absolutely true.
And so what is the solution?
Communication. Hey, I like that. We did that pretty well.
That wasn't scripted.
Yes.
If you talk about it, if you tell what you expect and what you think should happen if that doesn't happen, and ask what your partner or your loved ones or your the other people in your relationship expect so you know, then cheating, well, it won't be alleviated, but any accidents that could be considered cheating will be gone.
at least you'll have defined your boundaries before anything happens. And I think that's kind of important so that you can adjust your behavior accordingly.
Right.
Like, for instance, you might be in a monogamous heterosexual relationship with someone, and you think that, let's just give an example, I guess. I'm making this up off the top of my head.
Okay.
But let's say that there's a man and woman in a relationship, and she thinks it's cheating if he looks at porn, and he doesn't think that's cheating. Then she catches him looking at porn, and she says, "Oh my God, I feel like you cheated on me."
Have they talked about it yet?
No, they haven't talked about it.
Then he is just doing something that most guys do,
absolutely,
and that he's probably done for most of his adult life, and
right,
suddenly he's cheating on her.
Right. And the other important thing to say is why is he doing that? Is he
good
doing
point.
That because he feels lonely, or because she's not paying enough attention to him, or is he doing that when, you know, she's doing everything she can to pay a lot
that's
of attention
fine.
To him, and he's just kind of ignoring her?
Or maybe it's a healthy reason. Maybe they have a healthy communicative sex life amongst
mm-hmm.
themselves,
uh-huh.
but she doesn't do what he likes, or
right.
he likes something that he's too chicken to try.
Exactly.
Or something, so he goes and seeks it in porn. Or maybe he's just learning.
That's really common, actually.
Yeah.
And
so that may not have anything to do with wanting someone that's not his lover,
mm-hmm.
or wanting someone in addition to his lover, or anything. It may not be any kind of emotional or physical cheating.
Hmm. Let's give another example of cheating. What do you think? You should make one up.
I should make. Well, let's give it a call.
Has any of this ever happened to you in your real life, or is that too personal?
It's not. Nothing is too personal. And
that's
I've,
right.
I don't. I've never
nothing
cheated.
Nothing is too personal
and
for Brusky.
I don't think I've cheated. I've been cheated on, so I don't have a personal example. But I do. I'll brag and say that I think I'm pretty good at communication.
You absolutely are. I can say that. I
okay,
can vouch for you.
But another example, let's throw a poly example out there.
Okay,
because
sure.
People who aren't in the polyamorous community might not understand how it's possible to cheat if you can have sex with whomever you want.
Right, exactly.
First of all, that's only one flavor of polyamory.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, everybody has their own little nuances, I guess, that they bring
right.
to it. But, you know, some people have some degree of non-monogamy in their relationships, and they typically work it out with each other before anything happens. And,
right.
Yeah.
So for an example, to get to an example, a little bit of background on polyamory.
This is too long for a 10-minute podcast.
Well, we're only 7.5.
That's true.
All right. Then
there
no background. A poly cheating example would be, there's three people in a committed, loving relationship, sexual or not. And one of those people, and by committed, I mean, they want to stay amongst the three. It's a triad of sorts. And they want to just have emotional and physical relationships with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those people meets someone else and has some kind of sexual relationship with them without telling the others.
Possibly putting their partners at risk for
diseases.
Or, yeah, that's a good example because
I mean that's
they've made a commitment to only do certain acts with each other for safety's sake.
Yeah, that could be a limiting factor. So maybe
right.
the agreement was this triad could have sex or sexual activity with other partners, but only oral or something.
Yeah, or they had to use condoms or something like
and
that.
And then they didn't.
And then they broke that agreement.
That would be cheating.
That would be cheating.
And you know
that happens.
Yeah,
it does.
So,
absolutely.
So that would be more good communication. If you make a mistake, and I don't mean like an accident, like you slipped and penetrated in a woman. But if you make a mistake in judgment, and you,
I just fell on his cock.
Yeah, I couldn't help it.
I slipped on the ice. It's cold in New Hampshire, you know.
If you make a mistake in judgment and you end up cheating or breaking an agreement in a romantic relationship or any other, then communication can help lessen the damage, can help repair the damage. You know, there's more than just saying you're sorry. You would probably have to provide some form of restitution. You probably have to change your behavior or demonstrate that you wouldn't do it again.
I think, while we're talking about that, I think that any apology is a lot more meaningful if it's followed by a change in behavior.
Absolutely.
And if the person who's apologizing goes out of their way to demonstrate that they not only feel bad about what they did, but they've changed because of it, and they're not going to do it again.
Now, most cheating, as far as I can tell, involves lying.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
So,
and that's another part of the infidelity, is violating someone else's
trust. Right.
Yes.
So, as soon as you've broken someone's trust and then you say you're sorry and I'll never do it again, your word is already worth less. And
that
should
true.
Be because you've broken your word.
Yep.
However, that can be repaired too. You just have to try harder to make your word more dependable.
Mm-hmm. And it takes time.
It, yeah.
It does. So, Should we give a business example of cheating?
Yeah, absolutely. Possible? Do you have one?
Let's see. I was thinking of the situation where the guy was looking for a job on when he was being paid by the other employer and he wasn't supposed to be doing that. What about,
Yeah, like, for that matter, he could have been using the employer, his employer's internet access and times and computers to look up another job. So he's not only, you know, planning to leave, which is no big deal, but then he's using his employer's resources to ditch his employer.
Right. Or he's stealing from workplace or something like that. Right. That's kind of a different issue though.
Yeah,
I'm a little tapped out for examples on that. So, have you, you said you've never been cheated on and you've never cheated yourself.
To my knowledge, I've never been cheated on and I have never cheated.
What are the reasons, what are the reasons why people cheat?
You know what? It might be because they have poor communication. So in other words, they might cheat because they're sexually unsatisfied or because their lover, and I'm thinking of romantic relationships, or maybe because their lover isn't adventurous enough and doesn't go on hikes with them enough or whatever.
Sure.
And so they try and go find that elsewhere instead of communicating and say, look, I'd like it if you did this more. Mm-hmm. And if you do that, I'll do that more for you. Or why don't you like this more? Maybe we can work on it or, you know, communicating and fix it.
Right.
Or at least discover it instead of just break it.
Right. Yeah.
What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right about what you said. And I also think that sometimes people cheat because they aren't clear on exactly what the boundaries are.
Oh.
And maybe there's a little bit of wishful thinking going on there.
Right, some assumptions.
Like, for instance, if somebody, you know, there's a common situation, I encountered this a lot in college with couples that I knew, where one of them would think, it's not cheating if you're drunk. So if you... Have you heard that before?
No, but I'm just took it to its logical conclusion. Oh, it's not your baby, but I was drunk, so it's okay.
I was drunk, yeah, you know. We can just pretend.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, people would think if there were mind-altering substances involved or if their judgment wasn't clear or if they just did it once or if, or if, you know, if it was just limited to kissing or making out or whatever the excuse was, that it wasn't actually cheating. And I don't think there is any universally agreed upon definition of cheating.
I agree.
I think it's whatever your partner feels is cheating.
Right. And in my personal life, none of those would be...
Partner or partners, sorry.
Good correction.
One or more.
In my life, none of those excuses would be acceptable.
Right.
But I'm not going to preclude those from being acceptable to someone else. If that's the agreement you have, well, you can have sex with anyone if you're drunk. Well, that's up to you. But if you then break that rule, then you're cheating. Then you're not doing what you committed to.
Right. And is cheating always the end of a relationship? I don't think so.
It's definitely not. I mean, I can think, the first thing that comes to mind is unhealthy relationships that have been, you know, where there's cheating or abuse or lying, and then they get back together anyway. So obviously it's not the end of relationships.
Right.
But even healthily, I think you can have made a mistake or done something even in anger or on purpose and still recover from it, still apologize and make reparations and change your behavior. Do you?
Yes, I absolutely think so. I'm wondering, when is it appropriate to forgive a cheater?
Wow, that might have to be another episode because
That's true.
The definition of forgiveness is a little bit hazy to me, frankly. There's different, you know, levels of forgiveness and different...
Yes. Forgiveness is not easy, by the way.
Yeah.
It's tough when you felt like you were wronged, even if the other person apologizes. It's tough to move past that. But really, I'm a big fan of forgiveness because I think that when you forgive someone, and when you truly forgive someone and not just say that you did, you get a benefit to yourself because you're not carrying around a lot of anger and hatred in your heart, and it makes you feel better too. And so when I forgive people, I feel like part of it is a selfish reason.
Wow. That's even a third episode because I don't think there is anything that's not selfish. I don't think there's any act that's not selfish.
I would generally agree with that. I think we're going to be talking, preaching to the choir on that one.
We got a whole podcast lined up.
We sure do. But you should still email us at porktherapy@gmail.com, porktherapy.com. Gmail.com.
At gmail. So if you have a topic or a question or an example or want to have a podcast on a specific issue, please email us. That'd be very cool.
Especially because we have nothing in our inbox except wait a minute. Maybe we have the little email from Gmail just telling us, "Hey, you made an email address." Oh, yep, we did. The Gmail team loves us. we have friends there. So, is that going to do it for our episode today?
I think so. Do we have some kind of sign off or some kind of tradition in the future that we want to start now?
I think they can rewind it if they want to get our email address. I was going to end with that, but maybe not.
Thanks for listening. I hope you keep listening.
Thank you so much. Yes, I hope you keep listening, and I hope we keep posting.
Yeah.
Keep podding, podcasting.
Podding.
All right, this is Pork Therapy signing off.
Bye.
Bye. Hi, we're back. We have a little bit of a disclaimer that we wanted to add, right, Mike?
Yeah.
The disclaimer is that joke questions are welcomed. Any questions will be addressed seriously that are sent to the porktherapy email address at gmail.com. So send in your questions, serious, funny, made up, real. We don't really care. We'll address them, and we'll make something fun out of it. So
right on.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Bye.